Visual Analytics, a clear overview in the data jungle. It's true that computers are becoming quicker and quicker, but humans have skills which are far superior to computers. Only by joining forces can the human being and the computer cope with the ever-increasing mountains of data. Visual analytics is one way to approach this. Fraunhofer researcher Stefan Vrobel is at home in this field.
Computers, as we all know, and is evident from the annually increasing numbers of gigahertz, have the ability to process large quantities of data incorruptibly and without ever tiring. What they still can't do is to really look into the world and perceive the meaning of things. However quick the computer is, and however incorruptibly it works, it will always lack the intuitive feel for context that the human being has. A computer will spend a great deal of trouble and time exploring pointless alternatives, when the human being would take one look and say, that makes no sense in the real world. The only thing that's important is, how can I explain to the human what the computer is doing at any moment? And that is exactly what visual analytics does. I find visual forms of presentation which allow the human being to recognize what the computer is trying to do and what the alternatives will be, so that I can quickly intervene.
Not only does the human being have knowledge about the world, which the computer lacks, we're also particularly good and quick at extracting information from images. Stefan Vrobel has an example which is easy to understand.
Imagine that you have a mountain of a million numbers, and that you want to find a particular number in this mountain. That's an extremely tedious task, and it's very likely that when you've reached page 318,000, you'll miss the crucial number. But imagine that a modern screen has approximately 1 million pixels. For most human beings, it's not problematic if a pixel is faulty and is permanently white. Most people will discover this and will then complain to the supplier. That means that our visual system intuitively has the facility to detect such abnormalities. And that's exactly what we can make use of to enable human beings to focus very quickly on the crucial things. Then you can just say to the computer, that's unusual, take a closer look at that.
It's a question of using and combining the skills of the human being and the machine to maximum effect. Stefan Vrobel tested this, for example, during a collaborative project between the Fraunhofer Institute for Intelligent Analysis and Information Systems in St. Augustin near Bonn and a petroleum consortium. They wanted to improve the search for crude oil deposits.
A wealth of data has been collected in this sector as a result of the ground being examined using various techniques. Sonar waves are sent into the ground, which then generate reflections, giving very complex forms of data. And if, as a human being, you had to stare at this data as a column of figures, it wouldn't mean anything to you. We're therefore constructing virtual worlds, which the engineers, the geologists, the experts can go into, sometimes in twos, so that they can explore this world. We've developed a visualization technique, for example, which shows how unreliable certain data can be. I can't show you this here in an audio cast, but imagine that a certain layer of Earth suddenly starts to become blurred, to move. You can automatically see that in this case the data are unreliable. You can point to it, and the computer improves its model exactly at these places.
Technology like this can be applied in all sorts of cases. A typical example would be a disaster scenario when a large amount of data is collected in a very short time, but a human being with background knowledge must always make decisions.
Nowadays, for example, we can track people via GPS very, very cheaply. So, if we want to know where our firemen are in action, we can use sensors to find that out. We will reach a point within a few years where cheap, battery-operated sensors can remain in use for 5 or 10 years, monitoring situations. And that means, of course, that we'll also have totally different means of evaluating what's going on. For example, in a disaster scenario like this, but ultimately also what's going on in a company. What's going on in my group of companies? All of this can be accurately described, but it results in a multiplicity of data which can no longer be simply and superficially summarized in a pie diagram, pie chart, or bar chart. You need to come up with new ideas. If you then bring together human being and machine, the vast amount of data in the computer and the human skills, completely new things will develop, which simply result in better decisions. And not just in emergency relief work or in the spread of diseases, but also in location planning, in monitoring spam emails, or in finding new crude oil deposits.
Working approaches have already been initiated. But research is still in its early days. many disciplines must work together for visual analytics to be a success. Stefan Froebel is therefore addressing the topic with basic questions.
How does the human being actually see? And how does he perceive visual information? There's still a lot to learn about the human cognitive system, about its spatio-temporal perception. This also has to be thoroughly researched. A parallel or integrated issue involves asking, on the basis of this knowledge, what things can I actually put into practice technically? That means it's not just a question of which surfaces do I color in and how, but perhaps also, what new interaction devices do I need? What's the purpose of using virtual reality? What results can be achieved by presenting information in three dimensions? Do I need a wall measuring 3 by 4 meters, or will it all fit on a cell phone display? And finally, the question, how do algorithms gain from this? As I just said, it's not just a question of making a beautiful image and that's the end of the chain, but the image should aid interaction. The human being should intuitively know, without me having to explain, what the mathematical formulas in the computer are. It should enable the human being to really control the computer and these analytical processes. That's what's new. Not just an image, but a living image through which I can intervene in the computing process.
The research and development expertise of various institutes is coming together under the theme of visual analytics so that complex data can be visualized at first sight.